from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marlins game, pretty wild. They were down 6-3. Marlins scored 2 runs in the bottom of the 8th, 3 runs in the bottom of the 9th to tie it. Now the Orioles have scored a run in the top of the 10th. Says here on my app, though, that the Marlins have a runner on third in the bottom of the 10th with 2 outs. I would put it up on my my stream here, but I have Comcast. Can't watch it. And it's
over. You had a chance.
Marlins
to get
lost.
The little 2 month free. Access.
You know what? A little too much. A little too cutesy.
Cutesy. You could be watching.
Just open it up. Just open up the app. Don't make me sign up. Don't make me sign up and then can't. I don't even know what the specifications were. Just make the app open. You know what I mean? Hey, if you sign in, you can watch it and we'll figure out a deal with Comcast. It was like, I don't know. The moment I see 2 months free, I start to believe that after that 2 months, I'm going to get walloped on the head.
Yeah.
You know?
I get caught with that. I get caught with that. You sign up, you got to lock in for 18 years, but the 2 months are free. You could cancel after those 2, but if you are a day late, yeah, I've got caught with that.
Raised my hackles. Did anybody sign up for that? Did you take the 2 months free, Solana?
No, I'm with you. It just... it's kind of a lot of effort that to sign up for something that I should already
know,
have.
Though. Did you even bother to go look and see if it required any effort?
But that was the effort, having to actually look up whether or not it took effort.
Right. Just put, make an app appear on my phone. Yeah, I got even a better idea. Work out a deal with Comcast, and I can watch it on my TV again.
Boom.
Jimmy, did you take him up on the 2 month offer?
Nah. 2 months free is for suckers.
But you don't have Bally.
I know I don't have Bally.
2 months free is for suckers.
Got my...
It's 305.
Like your garden, Bally.
Dale.
God bless.
Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And this is one rule of the house. Don't ever touch my drum set. Don't touch it.
I mean, on the day that Caddyshack was released, you're going to do Step Brothers lines.
You know it.
Jimmy.
And then, Hawk, do you know what he touched his drum set with?
It's not funny. Why is that funny to you?
It's hilarious.
So funny.
I mean, the lowest of lowbrow, and you're talking about it it's some... unbelievable effort in comedy writing. There's absolutely nothing there. Would you agree with my premise that it is just Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly saying, hey, turn on the cameras and we'll be funny?
But that's pretty much all buddy comedies are.
The casting makes the movie. Right.
Then you actually have
to be funny.
And they were funny.
In a different movie?
No.
Holmes and Watson?
Holmes and Watson was terrible. So I'm with you. I understand.
That was a sequel to Step Brothers. It was actually the prequel.
It wasn't. Just throw some guys in a room and let them BS is not funny. Step Brothers was funny. It's like Life. Life is one of my favorite comedies ever.
They're funny.
Do you know that all those scenes with Eddie and Martin were pretty much like, hey, this is what it's supposed to be. Y'all go do it.
First of all, you would acknowledge Life is a pretty good story as well. The story is pretty good.
Two guys get falsely accused.
No, don't do that.
Two guys get falsely accused of something, and now they're in prison together.
Right, and the way that they get out at the end, it's all very clever. It's a well-written story. Tell me what's well-written about Step Brothers.
That the parents have to go into get them together.
The parents have to go in to get them together.
Have to get them together, and then they have their own ways of life. He, at one point, he tried to bury him alive and had him wrapped up. Like, it's just funny.
There's nothing in there that's funny, clever, or good writing. Very like, clever. If you just believe that watching Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly vamp and try to make each other laugh is funny, then I can see why you would think it's funny. But if you have a discerning comedic taste, as I do, and I thought once you entered the realm of comedy that maybe you would allow yourself to have a more discerning taste. I'm surprised by a professional like yourself.
In 48 Hours and Axel Foley and all that, if that's not Eddie Murphy, those movies aren't funny at all. All those scenes. Him and Aquel. You get out of here. Oh, no, I can't.
Right.
All that stuff's not funny if it's not Eddie Murphy.
Well, first of all, the lines you're giving there are Bronson Pinchot with the Aquel. Oh, no, I can't. That's Bronson Pinchot being funny. But I'm with you. I totally agree with that. But just because they're there doesn't make them funny.
I know.
Will Ferrell was great at that on Saturday Night Live. Terrible at it in that movie.
It's not.
And in The Office.
Hilarious. It's Shark Week. Come on,
not funny. This is not funny. Stock up, stock down for Dolphins practice. This is my favorite time of year when Chris Perkins and the Sun Sentinel gives you a little stock up, stock down. Admittedly, difficult to do, say, today on practice two. Tua's just kind of watching from the sidelines. But here is his stock up, Chop Robinson. He says the rookie first round pick had success one-on-one. It was a strong showing, especially as practice got later after a low profile opening day. Stock down, he's got Chris Brooks, the running back. Says the second year player lost a fumble on a pitch and dropped a wide open pass.
He's not going to get much work. I know Solana loves him, but I think we're pretty much loaded at the running back position.
Always enjoy a little stock up, stock down. That's when you know. That's when you know it's football season.
Raheem needs touches. Achan needs touches. Ahmed needs touches. Now we're getting to Chris Brooks.
And you got to get, even via running plays, the ball into Tyreek's hands.
And the young boy, they drafted a running back out of Tennessee, the 4-2 guy. Yeah, hell. Chris might as well start packing his little boxes at the crib.
Salvone, Ahmed, Ahwell, Ahmel.
Get the hell out of here. No, I cannot.
Great scene. Get the hell out of here. No, I cannot.
By the way, Chris Brooks, no reason to be pitching him a ball and no reason to be throwing him a ball. The only reason I want to see Chris Brooks get the ball is in a goal line situation, Crowder. That's it. That's when I want Chris Brooks to touch the ball. That's just bad play calling by Mike McDaniel. It's what it is.
There was a game last year that you said Chris Brooks is the future of the franchise.
That is accurate. I did say that.
But I'm with Solana. I'd rather see Chris Brooks getting the ball goal line than them doing these little shoulder fades to Tyreek Hill at 5'8".
Let's fade it to the 5'8 guy.
The worst thing that could have happened was that working week one, because it worked so perfectly week one that then Mike McDaniel's like, ooh, I got a new toy in the red zone. Let's throw it to the shortest guy in the NFL, fade route, back of the end zone. Guess what? Went 0 of 19 the rest of the season.
But deeper into that conversation, I hope, I won't say anything, I don't know what's going on. I hope that McDaniel, with Jonnu Smith being as big as he is, with still having Ingold, I hope they get a damn power run game going, because it's been too many damn third and ones, fourth and ones, where we're sitting in shotgun handing the ball off on
his weakest coaching decisions, I would say. Mike McDaniel on these short yardage situations.
Yeah, motioning Tyreek behind the quarterback and then bring in the.
You know why? Because he likes to be super cutesy.
Ball's coming this way, get out the way.
Yeah. He likes to be super cutesy, but everything he does, even the answers that he gives at press conference, like everything, like his answers have a lot of motion. Now that I'm thinking it through, you know what I mean? It's like everything he does has a lot of motion. And sometimes you just gotta, you know, bulldog the ball right up the gut.
My men are stronger than your men. That you have to do that in football at some point through a season.
But even Brian Flores, who's the opposite of cutesy, he's bland. He got cutesy on short down gains as well. Remember, he'd bring in Jacoby, take out Tua, bring in Jacoby Brissett on third and fourth and goal, fourth and one, to either QB sneak it, which wasn't the worst decision in the world, but then he started doing play action fakes on third and short as well with
that
Jacoby
Brissett. That was passive aggressive against Tua, though. I don't even think Brian Flores liked those calls. I think he just liked embarrassing Tua and making him run out of the game.
And that was Chan Gailey. He couldn't even see. He didn't know what plays he was calling. He was just pointing at stuff on his sheet.
Chan Gailey was calling plays for Tua. Brian Flores was overruling him. Nah. Pull him out of the game. Pull him
Who's
out of
our
the game.
Quarterback again?
Guy's having a good game. I want to embarrass him a little bit.
Put in the big black dude. I want to run package 8.
Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
I got a soccer story to kick things off. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center.
Waiting since 5 o'clock.
Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Inter Miami has acquired a new center back. His name is David Martinez. He'll be on loan with Inter Miami, leaving River Plate in Argentina. He was listed on the Inter Miami official Leagues Cup roster, which was released by the MLS this morning, which is how we know that he has officially joined Inter Miami. There's been no team announcement just yet. So he's going to be with the team when they start Leagues Cup action Saturday.
Will he impact wins and losses?
Yes, he will.
What's the ramifications of this loan?
They will pay him money. He will be on the team. There will be an option to purchase his contract at the end of the loan.
Mm.
And Inter Miami leads the MLS in goals, but their defense is not very good. So they wanted
to. Is it better to have more goals or less goals?
More goals scored, less goals conceded.
Gotcha. I got to get the basics down.
You following? We're on the same page.
A little difficult.
I'll send you my notes.
Tua did not practice today at training camp. He was on the sideline. He was dressed. He was in his uniform. He had his headset on as well. I imagine after 8 minutes of listening to Mike McDaniel, he took that headset off right away.
Oh, 100% he was listening to the new Eminem.
And that was it. That was Tua's participation for day two of training camp.
So I listened to the new Eminem CD yesterday. My son told me, you got to listen to it all the way through. It's a concept album. You have to do it in order. Don't put it on shuffle. There are 3 or 4 songs, Crowder, that will become your instant all-time favorites. Because the whole concept album is Marshall Mathers versus Slim Shady. Slim Shady being someone that doesn't subscribe to, say, societal norms. And so could be canceled on every lyric that he spits.
Yeah.
I got to send you some of these songs. You won't believe what you're listening to.
What's it called?
What's the song or the CD?
The CD? I don't even know.
The Death of Slim Shady.
Yeah, The Death of Slim Shady. Coup de grace, I believe, is in like quotations.
There is an entire song about the word that you got yelled at from a program director at 560 WQAM. That's the entirety of the song. Him saying that word as many times as he can in so many different scenarios because he does not subscribe to, you know, political correctness.
Yes. It's hard to have a conversation with a – it's funny you say that. I had a conversation with, was it this morning or yesterday, with my daughter and son they were like, Daddy, could you say whatever when you were a kid? I was like, yeah. Why can't we say it now? Because you can. It changed. Things have changed. What changed that much? Well, you know, people are more sensitive to certain things. Why are people more sensitive? You start talking to an 11-year-old about something, the wormhole you go down, I run out of answers.
I said that to DJ when he was younger. I said, here's some words. Just don't ever say them. Don't question why you can't. But if you get to heaven, some sort of pearly gates, and some creature being God is up there and says to you, did you ever say this word? You should be able to say, no, I never did. Not in a text. I go, you don't even need to know why. Just don't ever say this. Don't ever say that.
That sounds more like my parenting. See, I'm rubbing off on you. Even though your son's 20, my kids are 12.
What were some of those words?
But now I say it to him all the time, though, because it's funny. Now I get shock value. Step one.
I wrote the list on my notepad. I know exactly which one you're speaking of.
Riley Cooper over here.
If his name was Riley Hawkman, he would have known better. Mr. Cooper didn't teach him right.
Eminem, by the way, broke Taylor Swift's 12-week run atop album streaming charts with his album.
You have Apple Music, Crowder?
What's that?
Like, if I send you a couple of these tracks, will you be able to listen to them?
How?
I'll text you, and you'll see what happens.
Spotify. You have Spotify or Apple Music? Which one do you have?
Oh, man.
No, it's come on. App. You have to have.
I got Apple Store.
Oh, you got Apple Store? Okay. That's perfect. That's what I was looking for.
Got My Chevy. I got Vrbo.
Right. I'm going to send it to you through Vrbo, and it'll be Apple Store Music.
I got Clear, Merrill Lynch, My Brothers.
This is Vrbo. You know, we used Vrbo on the Jersey Shore. I do not understand why people don't stay in hotels. And again, on the Jersey Shore, there are no hotels. Mm-hmm. So where we are, Margate, Ventnor City, Long Beach Island, like there's just no hotels. They don't exist there. They're residential areas. So I could stay in Atlantic City, but that is the biggest pit in America. So I had to do a Vrbo, and I don't understand why people like this instead of a hotel. We got there. I told you I had to bring my own linens because mm-hmm. the guy said, yeah, there's no sheets. There's no pillowcases. By the way, great hack for vacations. I said, the hell with it. I'm not packing pillowcases. I'm bringing my pillows.
Hmm.
And it made the week so much more pleasant. I had my pillows and my sheet.
Your own pillow?
My own pillows. Pillows, plural.
Plural?
Yeah.
You took them on the plane?
Took them on the plane in a suitcase.
Oh, Hawk.
What a pleasure.
You should have bought a new one up there. That would have been
cheaper. I like my pillows.
You think that's an exclusive pillow never made again? There's a pillow.
I like my pillows. I can never find a pillow that I enjoy. I enjoy these pillows. And I said, you know what? I'm not just going to pack the pillowcases. I'm going to pack the entire pillows.
And you paid $30 for a carry-on?
$35 each way.
For a pillow?
$70 for a suitcase per, you know, $35 per suitcase. Yeah. And one of the suitcases was filled with pillows.
That's ridiculous.
It was great.
That's a waste of money.
But then we get to this Vrbo. There's not even a single ice cube in the freezer. There's not a bottle of water. There's not a bar of soap. There's nothing. And people prefer this.
Like a vacation.
We're going to a hotel. I check into a hotel.
There's nothing.
Everything
there's two
I
little
need
bottles
is
of
there.
Water.
Everything I need. Right. So if I come in and I'm thirsty, there's a bottle of water. If I want to do some shopping the next day, fine. But when I get there, there's a couple bottles of water. There's an ice bucket. There's an ice maker down the hall. There's little toothpaste. There's a little body shower gel. These Verbos, I mean, it's like comical. Some of the closets are locked. Some of them are open. No one knows what's going on. There's no directions how to use the TV. It's nonsense. Complete and utter nonsense.
You need TV directions and closet space? You were there for a week.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to watch a network. Anybody can watch Samsung TV free channels. Okay, I think I've got enough of Conan O'Brien podcasts. I'd like to watch a network.
Two little coffee bags and two waters make your day.
But they didn't get over on me. I figured out how to sign into that lady's YouTube TV account. A little press and a couple of buttons, and I was in.
You lit her up, man. You had your space, your own space. Nobody to worry about any people messing with you, fooling with you.
He is going to be shocked when he finds out that she is subscribed to Club Jenna.
You should have just slept on the mattress. Hell with that sheet.
Team hotel, brother. I'm with you.
Oh, I'm with you. I mean, a hotel is such a pleasure. You go, call down to the front desk. Hey, can you send someone up with a vacuum? There's been a spill or whatever. Oh, you do a Verbo or an Airbnb. It's like, I got to find a vacuum now. And then I got to make sure I empty out the cartridge in a nice manner because I don't want to get a bad rating on the Verbo store. The hell out of here.
It's a normal life. Hotel is not a normal life.
Yeah, I don't want a normal life when I'm traveling. I want to be pampered.
I think that's the thing. You want to be treated like a little baby doll, and some people want to just continue to live.
Or my money. I'm paying. Either way, I'm paying. So I want the people who are going to pamper me, not put me to work with a broom and a dustpan.
You're in prison.
That's what it's like. That is Verbo is like getting a prison cell.
I think you might not have did your search right. should have checked more boxes.
Just getting into the Airbnb. I mean, you got the lockbox. You have
the lockbox.
You have to figure out what the new passcode is. Do the people who stayed there before use the same passcode? Can they come back and kill you now? I mean, those are all legitimate worries, staying at an Airbnb or at a Verbo.
No, I was on, it's the last four digits of your cell phone number. Everybody knows that.
No, it's not.
I was on, it was Amazon Prime last night. I was looking for something to watch. And it was either Amazon Prime or Netflix. And there's a series called Airbnb Nightmares. And I didn't start it last night, but I think I'm going to start it tonight. Because, I mean, that's all it is. I think it's crazy people who are trying to get videos of you.
Yeah, Hawk, they see you walk in and they're trying to make a sex tape.
Well, they don't know that it's going to be me walking in. Listen, when they see me sit on the toilet, I'm not certain that they can resell that video for very much on their subscription site. But you get another person in there, you never know.
Yeah, we have great options.
Some are nice. I've stayed at some Airbnbs where they're very nice, and there's like a booklet when you get there. It's like a three-ring binder, and it's like, here are some pizza places that you can order. Like, some people really are like, oh, we're in the hospitality business. Like, we're going to make your stay very nice. This person that we rented this house from, I mean, they couldn't care less. If I was there, not there, whatever. They just wanted their money, and it was an arm and a leg, and they didn't leave me nant nothing.
See, Age is a super hoe. She leaves water bottles. She
right, leaves that's right. Yeah, make yourself like a you know, an Airbnb, like a what we used to call them, the bed and breakfast.
Bread and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast.
Bread and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast.
Huh?
You didn't go and get a bread and breakfast?
Y'all didn't know how to use ours back in the day? No, you get a dry erase board. You say, Welcome, Hawkman family.
At times
you put Wi-Fi passwords.
Yeah, not this house. Put,
yeah, see? Yeah, you're going cheap. You went cheap.
Okay.
Ain't nowhere for $90 a night for a four-bedroom.
$800 a night I paid.
Oh, they saw a sucker coming.
Yeah, they got you.
$800 a night.
That's crazy.
Crazy, but that's the Jersey Shore in summer. I mean, God, name your price.
You could stay at the White House. You could stay at the Pentagon for
cheap.
There's
no hotels on the Jersey Shore. That's my point. If it was $90 a night, absolutely. $800 a night? They can't leave an ice cube in the freezer? Take down the pictures of you and your family. I don't need to see you and your family.
You know what else I hate? When they have the Nest that they control the temperature of the house.
Right.
I'm a grown man. If I wanted 71, I wanted 71.
Well, this one didn't have a Nest or a central air. This one had window air conditioners.
Oh, you were really in prison.
You spent $800 a night to eat saltwater taffy, bad boardwalk pizza, and then be miserable guy at the casino in Atlantic City?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Open a Days in Jersey Shore. Like one Days in. A Holiday Inn Express.
Seems like they're trying to run you away from them.
Place is nuts, man.
What year was that of you going? 17, 18?
Walk in there. Like, not even a, hey, enjoy the. Like, if you don't go to the Jersey Shore, like, you don't know you need beach tags to go to the beach. Like, there's all the, like, they didn't have any instructions for anyone. I felt bad for someone who doesn't travel to the Jersey Shore on the regular because you would never know what's going on.
Did you leave a review?
I didn't because, you know, these are people just running I would never do that. But man, but I didn't leave a positive review. I didn't leave anything.
Yeah, we know Solana's a Yelper.
Yeah, I would have left a review. Everything you're describing, I would have revealed in my review. 1 star. You don't want a bad review? Give a better service. Sorry.
That's really how I feel. Like, hey, if you're... Tangent.
Don't leave them people alone.
Aren't you the handyman for all your Airbnbs, Crowder?
Yeah. I tighten them up. I go over there and, you know, tighten up the door frames and...
You can't even keep your own teeth in. How are you supposed to fix an Airbnb?
Hey, man, it's easy. I take me some Allen wrenches over there. I take me a Phillips head and flathead screwdriver. I just tighten up everything.
Somebody texts in, what's the worst is when they decorate with the live, love, learn type garbage. Yeah, all these Airbnbs, especially on beaches, they're all decorated, you know, with... your soul is cleansed with one beach day. You know, everything is these Denzel Washington Bed Bath and Beyond quotes.
That's beautiful.
All right, anything else from the headlines?
Did all their shopping at Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, it's really, it's like, yeah. But even like, I've stayed at Airbnbs before where there's like, they leave out a couple of board games. Hey, if there's rain one night, like, yeah, make it a, you know, like, put in a little effort here. A little effort.
You know what? You show some upscale if you fold the first sheet of toilet paper into a little triangle and put a little wet spot on it.
Exactly.
And it's like a little toilet paper design.
See, that
I don't even know if they had toilet paper for us.
We got single ply. But we leave designs, though.
Actually, it was single ply. And I can't tell you the last time that I have used single ply. And it's a disaster. It's a disaster. Listen, whoever's buying money, trying to save money on single ply, I'm using a half a roll per outing.
If you get
You're not saving
ply.
Any money.
You're wasting money on soap because you got to wash that hand.
Oh, my God. I mean, half a roll, and then I got to hop right into the shower.
Single ply.
That should be illegal. I'll vote for whatever presidential candidate makes single ply toilet paper illegal.
Oh, goodness.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. By the way, the Heat, they made a roster move. They've signed guard Josh Christopher. He was the Summer League Finals MVP. To a two-way contract, they've waived guard Zion Pullen. So your three two-way contract players right now, Josh Christopher, Keshawn Johnson, and Drew Smith.
All Christopher right. dropped like 30 in a game, didn't he?
Yeah.
He went crazy one of them games.
He had six threes in the final.
Nah, somebody's like, where'd you rent at a halfway house? Yeah, there were a whole bunch of addicts recovering in the other rooms.
Don't worry about William. He doesn't come out of his room that often.
I got a place in the Poking Beans.
Poking Beans of Jersey Shore.
Weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. It's hot and humid. That's your weather.
I did that for you.
You say poke.
All right, we have a lot of stuff to get to still. We'll tell you what's going on at Dolphins practice today.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Don't catch no chicken, don't make no stew.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What do we have for sound? By the way, we have not yet given away Marlins tickets today. We have tickets every day this week for Marlins Bark at the Park tickets. Lone Depot Park. Marlins lost today in extra innings. They tied it bottom of the ninth, but lost in extras. Marlins Bark at the Park. August 5th, Marlins and Reds will give away tickets for that sometime before 6 o'clock. We have not yet done so today. So what do we have here, Solana, sound from Austin Jackson today?
Yeah, Austin Jackson, he was asked something along the lines of, you know, Tua not practicing today and, you know, his thoughts on it.
I don't know. I'm not really allowed to speak on that. I wish I could, but missed Tua, you know. But we have guys that are doing a great job, you know, stepping up. Mike White, Skyler, we got confidence in them, but, you know, hell yeah, we want Tua back.
He's not allowed to talk about it. Now, I don't know who's preventing him from talking about it. Could be Mike McDaniel. It could be his agent. You know, agent could say, hey, by the way, if they ask you about Tua, make sure you don't say anything. You don't want to become part of the conversation. Could be a coordinator. Could be a position coach. I don't know who is saying that you can't talk about it, but I think he was very clear in what he didn't want to talk about there.
Yeah, no, they'll tell you, like, start a camp. And older dudes know you don't speak on injuries or contracts. Like, why would I? Who am I? I'm not a doctor or I'm not a GM. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on with Tua. But they said it at the beginning of camps. And one of the first team meetings, they would say, hey, don't talk about nobody else's contract. Don't talk about nobody else's injury, because what's that going to do? You're just giving the media something to write down, and you really don't know what the hell's going on. No problem, Coach Saban. No problem, Coach Pirano. No problem, Coach whoever it is. I really don't know what the hell's going on.
And it could be Tua. Tua could say to the guys, hey, by the way, if they ask you about my contract, just don't say anything, because I just want to be out here, and I'm at practice, and yes. You know.
And I've heard all the top quarterbacks talk in their first couple of days of camp. Tua is not talking for a reason. Mm-hmm. So if Tua's not talking about his own contract, why would I take it upon myself? It honestly could just be common sense, to be honest with some people. Like, I'm not talking about this man. Oh, that ain't my money.
Well, it certainly, he just happened to say, I've been told I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
But most guys, and I'm of the opinion, most guys are just like, yeah, I don't need to talk about that. That's between him and the team. I certainly want him out there. And, you know, we're going to play great, great football no matter who's out there.
Yep. Only time I can think of it when JT and Parcells, when JT went to the Jets and they asked about it that next year. And I was like, man, that's none of my damn business. I wish I had JT's money. I think I said something like that. I wish I had JT's money, but it ain't none of my business.
I would imagine Tua hears that, though, and he likes to hear that, right?
He knows. Listen, this is why the thing is so comical, because this isn't – who was the guy that was Aaron Rodgers back up in New York? He was Zach Wilson. Like, he knew that the team didn't like him, and Tua knows this team loves him.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill's one of the leaders of the team. We said this yesterday. Tyreek Hill's been unbelievably clear. He loves Tua. He wants Tua throwing him the ball. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's not – I would imagine there's times where Zach Wilson probably felt like he was a man on an island, you know, when you kind of know that you're not, you know, beloved or whatever. Tua's got to be feeling great, I think. Got a great roster. Everybody loves him. They want him to be the quarterback. The only hiccup is the team not giving him the contract that he wants.
And Tua's in the building, too. And I'm with you, Solana. Like, he hears it, but he doesn't hear it through Hal Habib or Chris Perkins. He's sitting in the locker room, and guys are walking up being like, Tua, man, I understand what you're going through, bro. I hope they pay you. You know, we can't wait to have you out here. Like, yeah, it's humans after a while. We don't need to see what ESPN says to know that I want you playing quarterback when I'm an offensive lineman.
David Furonis, the Sun Sentinel, tweeted out today, one of the highlights of Thursday's practice was a long touchdown from Mike White to Alec Ingold. He says later on, White was intercepted by Elijah Campbell. Practice concluded with a deep connection between Skylar Thompson and Tyreek Hill, where Ethan Bonner had tight coverage and looked like he might have gotten a piece of it.
There you go, Solana.
That makes me want Chris Greer to throw whatever Tua wants at him immediately. If the alternative is Mike White to Alec Ingold touchdown passes.
But Thompson to Hill, that's your dream scenario.
Yeah, I do like that. I do like that.
4 o'clock hour is coming up. We're going to have those Marlins tickets to give away, so don't go anywhere on that. We'll get headlines as well.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.